Hey guys, Will Durst here to say maybe we're paying too much attention. Seem to be caught in a loop here. After 17 months of campaigning and 2 years into his reign of error, the nation has become numb to the president's dumpy, trumpy, trampy shenanigans. Every day it's the same damn thing. News surfaces that the White House has been discovered to be involved in some dastardly situation. Either there's proof they did something they swore up and down they didn't do, or they're caught in an obvious lie, or someone says something out loud that would have sunk a previous administration so deep in a swamp of outrage they'd be floating upside down like tropical fish after a week of not being fed. Then the New York Times quotes unnamed sources who confirm not only this, but more egregious stuff as well. Then Fox News calls for another Benghazi hearing. Then Democrats argue amongst themselves over whether the latest revelation is an impeachable offense, coming to no conclusion. Then Trump's base says that they don't believe it happened. And if it did happen, Hillary Clinton was way worse. And she was a woman. Then the Washington Post prints a graph that documents this sort of thing has happened 18 gazillion times before. Then Mitch McConnell makes turtle noises. Then the National Enquirer prints a cover photo with Elizabeth Warren holding a bloody knife in front of a daycare center and a four-page story about her child prostitution ring run out of a Provincetown video store. Then Bernie Sanders supporters say this is further proof Bernie would have won. Then Mike Pence says he doesn't know anything. And then the very next day, it starts all over again. We're stuck on a roller coaster of spin with a minimum of 2 years to go. Pass the Dramamine, please. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.